It's now time to shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios. How are you today, Alex? Oh, I think I've lost her. Hang on. Alex, are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
I thought I'd hung up on you for a minute. Yeah. I seem to get distracted and not press the correct buttons these days.
Okay.
So how are you anyway?
I'm good.
Yeah, so let's chat about some of these interesting topics that you've found. Now, during COVID and lockdowns and that, many people have relied on video calls, right? But apparently there is an issue with video calls. What's that?
Well, a lot of people don't realise, but actually using the video call function on your phone or whether you're Zooming, for example, it really can be not just time-consuming because you can't really do anything else, but also it's emotionally draining. So there's been a lot of evidence around the high frequency of video calling causing social, emotional, visual, and motivational fatigue in individuals, especially during COVID. So, for example, there was a term that was recently coined by Stanford University, and it was Zoom fatigue.
Okay.
And so we're seeing this more and more. So companies are trying to combat this by suggesting to have voice calls instead of just always doing everything on video or Zoom. And I think this really does make sense. Like, for example, my boyfriend, he lives in New York City, and he and I FaceTime every day or Zoom on the weekends. Mm. But we also try to keep our phones on from a voice perspective just so that we can talk to each other, because it can actually be really distracting to always just have to sit and FaceTime someone. So he and I just have the phone on and have voice calls during the day, and it helps.
Okay. Well, I suppose it makes sense, though, with an office environment, everyone's working from home and you've got a group meeting, Zoom chats are good. But if it's just one-on-one, maybe a video call is better. I mean, sorry, not a video call, a phone call. Yeah.
Because it just becomes easier to manage and you can do other things. If you're on a conference call, for example, you can also roll your eyes at the person talking. You know, you don't have the luxury of that on a Zoom call.
Oh, pick your nose.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes it's annoying when you have to prove that you're human on a website. You have to, you know, type in letters and numbers and stuff. But now there is a new way to prove that you're a human, and that is?
It's the Doom game. So using a capture that actually requires you to validate a user request, so that's getting through, maybe you're trying to log into a site or whatever it might be. Mm. This particular function actually allows you to play a little bit of the game, and then before the time runs out, they'll know that you're playing and they'll let you go through to the next round. So they'll let you go through to the Facebook page you're trying to get through to, or into the website you're trying to log into, or whatever it might be. But it's not just identifying buses and traffic lights to prove you're human, it's also fighting demonic enemies in the game.
So you've never played Doom?
I've never played. I was just thinking, like, I've never played Doom. I'm not really into that. I'm not really that into video games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure I would ever be able to access anything again.
See, I have the original PlayStation, you know, the very first PlayStation. One of the games I bought was Doom, and I used to play it a lot. I mean, I haven't played in, like, 20 years or so. But it was such a fun game. And the movie that stars The Rock and Carl Urban's just been on Foxtel, and I own it on DVD, but it was so good to watch it again over the weekend because I just love Doom and the universe of Doom.
Well, and this is the thing. So you would know all the characters. You'd know what you're meant to gun down.
Oh, you just shoot everything.
Be like, well, no, I would be like, well, he looks like a demon, but maybe he's got a good heart. Maybe we need to work this out. It's very complicated. I can identify busters and traffic lights.
Well,
that's where my talent is.
Well, maybe by the end of the year you'll be skilled in Doom.
I don't know.
I was actually thinking of pulling my PlayStation out and playing the game over the weekend after watching the movie, so I'll be good.
Inspiring.
Yeah, it probably won't work. It's that old. Anyway, radio announcers survive on caffeine, right? We love our coffee. It's the way that we get through each morning, especially breakfast announcers. But even though it can wake us up, scientists have found something else about coffee. What's that?
So a lot of people, there's anecdotal evidence that when you have a cup of coffee, you feel more alert, right?
Hmm.
And, you know, we think that, for example, you're more likely to be switched on if you've had a cup of coffee. But what researchers have found, and this is through a series of studies where they gave participants coffee to actually stay awake all night, and then others were given the coffee and then they had to go home and sleep. Some were given placebos, and what they found was those that were given placebos and the coffee had similar cognitive function abilities. So you were maybe having a cup of coffee and feeling more awake, so sure, you're more alert momentarily, but it's actually not going to help you in terms of cognitive function. So you're not going to be more likely to avoid errors, for example, just because you've had a cup of coffee.
Like the sum I've made over the last couple of days with pressing the correct buttons on air and the wrong ones. And oh, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, when you have a cup of coffee and I press the wrong button on the coffee machine. So it's not helpful.
That's it. Well, Alex, thanks for shooting the breeze today. How can people find out what you're up to?
TheBigSmoke.com.au.
Well, you have a good one. We'll chat again next Tuesday.
Thank you.